This meditation was recorded on January 20th, 2015, as part of Don Mountain's Secrets of Living Well and Dying Easy Teaching Tuesday series.
If you rock ever so gently, you can back and forth. You can find a way to sit where you can really feel your sits bones making contact with your cushion or your chair, as works for your body. Everybody's body is different. But if that works for you, it can be quite helpful so that you can rest. Your sits bones will cause your entire skeleton to fall in line and support you. And just sense into that experience of being held. You are being held. It's really true. You're being held. You're being supported. Your cushion is supported by the earth herself. It's as if she's welcoming you, offering you a place to sit, and actually drawing you to her. That's what gravity does. We're being held, all of us. There's a deep security in that. And that deep security, which is very real, very true, always available, what makes the difference now is that we're noticing it. Noticing that support, that security, to invite our relaxation and our trust. Relaxation and trust help us to open our heart. Opening our hearts helps us to connect with ourselves, with everyone, with the way things are. So this very simple moment of noticing how profoundly and genuinely supported we are in this moment, right now, present time, it's not a dream, it's not a hope, it's not an ideal, it's actually occurring at this moment. And we're simply recognizing it. And you may sense that there is a natural furthering of your own relaxation as you become aware of this holding, this support. And when we're supported, held in this way, there's also a kind of joy that illuminates us, because it's a great pleasure to feel at ease, and held, trusting. And that is expressed by the flowing, rising of your upper body from your seat. So that you're sitting quite flowingly, not stiffly, but like a blade of grass springing out of the earth when the sun comes and the warm weather comes. Somehow you're rising from your seat. And your shoulders are relaxed and easy. And your chin is tucked in just a little bit, and you can even take your hand and gently tuck your chin in just a little bit. And then you feel something a little different, don't you? You feel that your spine is lengthened through your doing that. It adds to the upward flow of your body, the erectness of your body. So at one and the same time, you are completely relaxed, supported, and also flowing upward, energetic, dynamic. Just feel into how that is for you in this moment. Everyone is different. You may feel the settling more. You may feel the rising more. You may feel the familiarity of this way of sitting. You may feel it is something new. You may feel the comfort of it. You may feel the strangeness of it. Whatever you feel, just let yourself feel it. That's what we're here to do, to feel what we feel. See what we see. And of course, as always, we're breathing. Let your attention rest gently. Rest gently on your breath. And just feel the experience of breathing. As you inhale, there's a sense of refreshment. And with that refreshment, a kind of letting go of what is stale, unworkable. Some sense that that is now being cleared away. So there's a cleansing and a clarity that is associated with your inhalation, just naturally. And then when you exhale, there's a relaxation and ease and a natural settling. And that settling is a support for the next wave of clarity that comes in as you inhale. And that clarity, that refreshment, because it dissolves what is stale, unnecessary, means that there's a letting go, which supports the relaxation of your exhale. So these two things, clarity and ease, really support each other. And that can be new information. Sometimes we feel that when we become very clear, there's an excitement and a dis-ease, the opposite of settling. Sometimes we feel that when we become very relaxed, there's some compromise to our clarity and precision. But we see that as beings, we are actually functioning in such a way as to always be have the possibility of a complementarity, a real, genuine, mutually supportive clarity and settling. So let your attention continue to rest on your breath. Doesn't mean you're not thinking about your breath. You're sensing it. You're feeling it. What do you actually feel in your body? You, right now. What you feel is your experience alone. That's what is interesting. So as you inhale, feel that. As you exhale, feel what you feel. And whenever you notice that your mind has turned to some other thing entirely, it's like waking up, you've noticed, and you bring your attention back as many times as suits you. As many times as your mind wanders, so many times you bring it back. So let's just breathe together for a few minutes. Just experiencing your experience, it's that simple. settling our attention on our breath in this way is a way to strengthen our attention, an important, wonderful capacity to develop. And as attention grows, we also begin to notice, to learn to see more precisely, more clearly, and to maintain balance, calm, along with that clarity. For example, as you sit with the intention of remaining focused on your breath, you can't help but notice other things that are going on. Sometimes you feel like you want to move. Whereas you were sitting very comfortably, now you must move your leg or your arm. Something in your body is changing. Or perhaps when you sat down, you felt quite agitated, restless. And perhaps now you feel more settled, easy. Your energy is changing. And then perhaps most noticeable of all is that as you seek to remain focused on your breath, all kinds of thoughts come and go. They come and then they go. They're also changing. So when you pay attention, you can't help but notice, even if you don't put words on it, and there's no need to, that everything about you, your body, your energy, your mind, is in flux from one moment to the next. There's some kind of shift. So you yourself are actually a teaching of impermanence, momentariness, instability. And this is quite an important recognition. And that recognition becomes all the more powerful when you are, in fact, steadfast in your attention. You can pay attention also to the outer world and get a teaching on impermanence. During the day, while you were at work, whatever you were doing, the sun was high in the sky and the sky was blue. And now it's dark. And in some hours it will be light again. An example of outer impermanence. Potentially everything we see is a teaching on impermanence, but we don't see it that way. That means that we're not quite in tune with where things are really at. Is there anything born of causes that does not change? This building, your clothing, the food you ate, will eat. And knowing how much we all want security and steadfastness, it's rather a poignant thing to notice how impossible that wish is to be fulfilled. Desperately want things, at least some things, to stay the same. There's no possibility of their doing so. That particular longing will never be fulfilled. That's true for you. It's true for every one of us in this room. Is that not a cause for compassion? Tenderness. And just take a moment to see how you are alive right now. Are you more relaxed or more tense than you were some minutes ago? Are you more or less clear, more or less settled? It's not to judge, it can go either way. It's just to cultivate the habit of noticing how you are. Not to wish it were different, just to see. Just to see, how are you? How does your mind feel? How does your body feel? You don't have to write a description of it in your mind. Just feel. And whatever you feel and know is actually an exquisite function of your own clarity, your natural clarity. We're bringing your attention gently to the center of your heart, feeling an orb of light is there that expresses your actual clarity. And sounding a symbol, Om, a gathering sacred sound that also gently expands like ripples in water where you've tossed a pebble, expanding light and sound through every cell of your body and just becoming unified simply in that way.
If you enjoyed this meditation, please visit our website, dawnmountain.org, to subscribe to this course and find other great Dharma offerings. May all beings always have happiness and its causes. May all beings always be free of pain and its causes.